cannabis topics in less than 10 minutes. Let's go.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of The Dime. I'm Brian Fields, and with me, as always, is Kellen Fitty. And this week, we've got a very special guest, Natalie Katz and Wayne Naspy from Ocean Grown Ventures. Wayne and Natalie, thanks for taking the time. How are you doing today?
Well, thank you. Thanks so much for having us.
Doing great. Thank you very much.
Wayne, I can hear some of the hesitation, so I don't need to ask you if you hesitated to jump in the space. But Natalie, I want to start with you. Was there ever any hesitation to kind of come into cannabis? Obviously, as Wayne really shared, there was that stigma and there still is the stigma of cannabis. So any hesitation for you to kind of attach yourself to cannabis?
Funny that you say that, because something that my father, Jerry, always says is, you know, he would never bring me into this business just to create a rec brand for whoever gets someone the most high. That is not our goal here. And while we have no issues with recreational cannabis, that's to each his own. This is truly a medical brand that we're promoting and that we're focusing on. And it's really about improving people's quality of life. So for me, it was an absolute no-brainer, realizing that a natural solution like CBD and also THC products can improve people's quality of life is amazing.
Were the conversations in Israel eye-opening? Obviously, what they're doing is pretty impressive. So I'm sure hearing some of the advancements that they have has got to be pretty surprising.
It's unlike anything you would ever expect. I mean, they're around a decade ahead in terms of medical research, just because of the legal landscape that's there. You know, our partner, Panaxia, is actually the first company to be granted a license by the Israeli Ministry of Health to produce pharmaceutical grade CBD and THC products. So Panaxia, our partner, all of their products in Israel are manufactured to pharmaceutical standards and then prescribed by doctors, and patients get them at a pharmacy. So we're basically kind of taking that same product, but selling it online because of the legal landscape in the United States. So it's a pharmaceutical grade product, but it's not going through the same typical channels just because of the current legal landscape.
Natalie, right? In your opinion, from a marketing standpoint, discuss some of the challenges that go into this and discuss how your team overcomes some of those challenges.
Yeah, I would say one of the biggest things is misinformation and false claims. So although we know that CBD can help with so many things, legally speaking in the United States, we cannot make those claims. So, you know, we cannot say that it helps with pain or anxiety or any disease state. And we've actually learned a lot about what we can and cannot say thanks to Wayne and his expertise in this category and with compliance. So what we've come to realize is we really need to come from an educational standpoint and explain how CBD actually works in the body and kind of get rid of this whole supersizing culture in America where they tend to believe that the more CBD, the better. Oh, this has 5,000 milligrams. Like, that's going to work better than this one that has 100. Unfortunately, that's just really not how medicine works.
When you're speaking to these physicians, is it more educational focused? Are you using the research to let it stand for itself? How do those conversations go about?
You know, the pharmaceutical model, really, there's a couple things that are going on here. One is that doctors strictly focus on science. They focus on results. So that's the foundation of the discussion. So you have that. We have that from our partner, Panaxia. We have the trial data. We have the information. And what we're doing with CPD, or at least our brand, is we're saying, look, we're going to tie this to a specific indication. And that indication will be tied to the dosage of the product. And then the dosage and the product will be tied to the delivery method. Is it a tablet? Is it a liquid? Is it a topical? And those three things is a very common way of looking at a product in the physician's world. So they get that, and they think, and they've always gotten that, and that's how they're programmed. So we're very excited to have the conversation and the marketing materials, the physician detail aids, all of that is tied around the pharmaceutical model. And that's what makes us stand out.
How many, let's say, other CBD providers, competitors of yours, are going through the same rigorous testing from a pharmaceutical standpoint as your company?
That's an excellent question. I haven't found anyone so far. Maybe Natalie, you've come across a brand or a product, but I haven't come across anyone that has taken it to the level we have. You know, it took us 2.5 years. 2.5 years, we were stealth. We didn't make a dime for 2.5 years because it took that long to develop and commercialize these products to meet the pharmaceutical regulations, even though we knew it was only going to be a dietary supplement.
Wayne, in your opinion, why do you think a lot of these other brands and companies are not positioning themselves for long-term? You think it's financial based? You think it's education? Do you think it's more of just like, let's get through today? What do you, in your opinion, what do you think the reason is?
I don't think they're focused on the medicinal opportunity. Their brand, their strategy, everything. I don't think they're focused as a health and wellness product. I think they're focused as a CBD product and what their interpretation of what that means. Yeah. We were at a show. We did one show before COVID, the pandemic hit. And we were approached as, why are you here? People kept coming up to us from different booths, the competitors saying, what is a pharmaceutical company doing at a CBD show? And people continuously looked at us like, we don't belong here. You know, it's just not right. And they weren't being mean, but we looked like a pharmaceutical company because we are. We're representing a pharmaceutical company. We have a pharma brand. So it's clear to me that the industry isn't focused on that. And the reason why is because it's just not in their business model. They don't want to do the HCP channel for all of the reasons that make sense for them, whereas it's exactly opposite for us.
Let's talk future roadmap. Any minor cannabinoids on the radar? Any up-and-coming products that you're excited about that you can share with us?
I would say something that we're really excited about is down the line when we do have our THC products, because with the CBD industry, we're not allowed to have certain delivery methods. Thanks to Wayne explaining that to us, they're considered over-the-counter delivery methods. So down the line, we're going to have sublingual tablets that dissolve. We'll have suppositories, pain patches, and other delivery methods like that. And as we mentioned earlier, that can be clinically proven. So Panaxia is doing clinical trials on migraines, epilepsy, psoriasis, and other indications.
Natalie, since you've been in the cannabinoid industry, what has been the biggest misconception?
I think we touched on it a little earlier. I was saying, you know, a lot of people don't understand the difference between, you know, hemp, marijuana, CBD as a molecule. And as Wayne was touching on, you know, full spectrum versus an isolate. I think there's a lot of misconception about why you would take an isolate over a full spectrum product. And in our mind, the only reason you would ever want to take an isolate or even a broad spectrum is if you're being, you know, drug tested for your job. Because in terms of efficacy and the research, and that kind of ties into our pharmacokinetic studies that Panaxia conducted, the reason that they demanded that we're full spectrum, we wanted to offer broad spectrum for people who are drug tested, but they said that will drastically affect the efficacy of the product.
You could sum up your experience in a main takeaway or lesson learned to pass onto the next generation. What would it be?
Well, you know, guys, I'll just say this. The cannabis space right now, it is probably one of the most difficult industries to start a company in. And the reason why I say that is because you could start an over-the-counter drug manufacturing company for a lot less money, a lot less pain, much faster, and be in compliance with the FDA in a much shorter time. From a business perspective, when you know, with my past history with the companies I've worked for, I had absolutely not near the amount of pain and suffering and living nightmare that I've gone through with cannabis.
And I would say for mine, I agree with everything Wayne said. And I also think, you know, we have to realize that not everyone is going to play this game fairly, that in terms of, you know, competing against brands that are mislabeling, making claims, et cetera, and how hard it is to break through that noise. I would say that's the biggest lesson learned, is realizing how we need to communicate effectively and educate not only doctors, but even the people taking these products.
For our listeners, they want to get in touch, they want to learn more, and they want to see some of the products. Where can they find you guys?
Yeah, so they can find us at Tikva Health, TIKVAHEALTH.com. And all of our social media is also Tikva Health. So we're on Facebook, Instagram, that's where you can find us. Awesome. We're also, you know, in some pharmacies across the country, but I would say e-commerce is the easiest way to access us. So, yes.
We'll link it all up in the show notes. Thanks so much for your time, guys.
Thank you. Great speaking with you guys. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows. Hey there, my name is Leah Babruti, and I'm the founder and host of Canna Chicks podcast, where I discuss cannabis, psychedelics, and other natural medicines. I not only interview people who use them as treatment for different conditions, but also the entrepreneurs who share their knowledge on how they built their businesses. If this sounds interesting to you, give my show a listen. I'm sure you'll learn something that'll surprise you.